We begin with this, and I love this. Here's Vice President Biden being helpful to the president, making excuses for why President Obama is barely to be seen on the campaign trail in 2014.
I ran for the Senate 6 times. And one of the things I know about Senate races, off years and on races, and on years, the same with governor's races, is that it's all local. It all gets down to what the specific issues in that district are, that state is. There are lots of places where, and first term, second term, George Bush didn't show up, the older Bush, Reagan. I mean, you know, every state is different.
Biden didn't mention there on CNN that Obama passed the milestone of his 200th round of golf since he took office. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, welcome back to D.C. with us once again. Hey, Todd.
Hi, John.
So no coattails for Obama. Is Biden right? This is the way it is every 4 years, every midterm election. There's no coattails. It seems to me with the 2012 result, the GOP is as weak as it's ever been. What's going on here?
Well, I think the vice president is right and wrong at the same time. He's right that this is nothing new. Second terms are traditionally tepid and or dismal for presidents. It was that way for George W. Bush. It was that way to an extent for Reagan and for Father George Bush. Not so much for Bill Clinton, because the economy was booming even after impeachment. He was doing great with approval ratings above 70%.
And the impeachment was actually a campaign issue for him. He mobilized his base with the impeachment.
And he did. Now, President Obama really falls into the prior category. You're tempted, John, to think, well, it's scandals. It's Benghazi. It's the IRS. It's ISIS. It's Ebola. But the data shows that those types of scandals or perceptions of ineptitude from a White House, they tend to bump and then regress to the mean. But, you know, my analogy is it's hard to look at a bowl of soup and know what all of the ingredients are. You see some carrots in there, so you say, all right, well, the economy's bad. That's definitely true. You might see some pieces of chicken. You know those are in there. But you don't know all the constituent parts. It's complex. Second-term presidents do poorly. The most important ingredient, the economic recovery, is tepid. Now, Joe Biden is wrong about another thing. Not all of these races, especially this year, are local. Just take Kentucky.
Right.
Look how hard Mitch McConnell has tried to nationalize this race to tie Alison Grimes to President Obama. That ain't local.
Same way in Georgia, as you reported last week. Same way in Iowa. By the way, Vince, let's make sure that soup metaphor gets put on the Christmas tape for the takeaway party this year. Todd, before we go, isn't there an issue here that the president just isn't really good at the bully pulpit sort of thing? He can't rise above this stuff with these big crises.
Well, he's never really shown much of an appetite for retail politics. He did great at it in his election and in his reelection. But all of these states where he's not very popular, it just doesn't behoove them to bring the president in. In some places, it's not an easy decision. When you look at Georgia and how hard Michelle Nunn wants to get African-American voters out to the polls, and she's lagging now, by the way, although we're probably still headed for a runoff there, it's a trade-off. Could you bring President Obama in? Sure. Will you offend a lot of moderate white voters who don't like the president? Sure. That's the roulette game. You can bet on red or black, but then you might not get odd even.
Spin the wheel. Todd Zwillig, thanks so much. Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd. See you next time.
You bet, John. You bet.